This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the government's 12-year journey of welfare for the poor. In a social media post, he said India has witnessed many transformations and at the core of these changes is Garib Kalyan. He said the government has always been inspired by Antyodaya, and the effort has always been to ensure that the benefits of development reach those who were left behind for decades. The Prime Minister underlined that every initiative like Jan Dhan accounts, direct benefit transfer, DBT, Swachh Bharat, PM Awas Yojana, Jal Jeevan Mission and Ayushman Bharat has been driven by the objective of ensuring dignity and opportunity to people. He also said technology has played a vital role in ensuring a better quality of life for the poor. The Prime Minister said the journey of Garib Kalyan has become a collective movement towards human empowerment and realizing the dream of a Vikasit Bharat. West Bengal is set to implement Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana today, becoming the last state or union territory to do so. The National Health Authority and the government of West Bengal will sign a memorandum of understanding for the implementation of the world's largest publicly funded health assurance scheme. The MOU will be signed in the presence of Chief Minister Shubhendu Adhikari and Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda in Delhi. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will inaugurate the three-day Zone 2 conference of the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association, CPA, India region in Chandigarh this afternoon. Our correspondent reports legislators from across the country will attend the CPA conference being hosted by the Haryana Assembly. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and other dignitaries will address the inaugural session. During the three-day conference, deliberations will be held on topics like the role of legislatures in the nation-building Vikasit Bharat 2047, artificial intelligence and making democratic institutions more effective. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has issued the city intimation slip for the NEET UG 2026 re-examination, scheduled to be held on the 21st of this month. Registered candidates can now check their allotted exam city by logging in to the official website using their application number and password. According to a public notice issued by the agency, the re-examination will be conducted in pen and paper mode from 2 p.m. to 5:15 p.m. across 551 cities in India and 14 cities abroad. The NTA clarified that the exam city intimation slip is not the admit card and is being issued solely to inform candidates about the city where their examination centre will be located. Akashvani is celebrating the completion of its 90 years today. On this day in 1936, the Indian State Broadcasting Service was renamed All India Radio. This red-letter day marks a special moment in the cultural information and broadcasting history of the country, where a voice was born that would echo through generations. Post-independence, All India Radio expanded rapidly, adopting the name Akashvani in 1956. Today, Akashvani operates through 591 stations across the country, reaching 98% of India's population, broadcasting in 23 languages and 146 dialects. Akashvani's External Services Division broadcasts its programs in over 100 countries. The Enforcement Directorate is conducting searches at four locations across the Mizoram-Myanmar border, Tripura-Bangladesh border and West Bengal in a money laundering case linked to a drug trafficking network. The case is related to NCB seizure of over 49 kilograms of methamphetamine and 40 grams of heroin by the Agartala Zonal Unit. The investigation has revealed an organized cross-border syndicate sourcing methamphetamine from Myanmar, illegal earnings of more than 142 crore rupees linked to the drug trafficking network have been identified so far. In the Philippines, five people have been killed after a 7.8 magnitude offshore earthquake hit the Mindanao region of the archipelago this morning. More than 200 people have been injured due to the earthquake that also set off a tsunami. And with that, we end this news bulletin.